Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
All right, I've got the news. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. We come to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. 29 seconds ago, Adam Schefter's Twitter feed. Breaking. During a team meeting minutes ago, Jets players were informed that Zach Wilson is not starting Sunday's game versus the Chicago Bears, sources tell ESPN. Wilson, who had a 5-2 record as a starting quarterback this season, with both losses coming versus the Patriots, is being benched. That is the story from Shefty. You now know everything I know. I have been texting everyone I can. Rich Cimini just retweeted it, so he doesn't have any additional news to add. The coach of the Jets, Robert Saleh, will address the media, scheduled to be 29 minutes from now. So one would assume that if not before then, we will have more information for you at that point. I'll see if I can get anybody else to jump in here if there is anything further we can add. But that's obviously the extraordinary news that we've been waiting for. And by extraordinary, I don't mean that I think it's wonderful news, but that it is incredibly significant news. And I want to say this again. We are in Ryan Leaf territory here. Because I've had a lot of people tell me that benching Zach Wilson right now would be tantamount to giving up on him forever. Now, the Jets are not going to tell you they're doing that. Of all the things that might happen today, among them is not Robert Saleh saying that Zach Wilson will never play for us again. He may be thinking that. There's no way in the world he's going to say it. But I've had many other people say to me that they believe that is what it would be tantamount to, and now it has happened. So let's just be clear. We make 30 for 30s about Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf is talked about when people talk about draft busts. What was Ryan Leaf? He was the second pick in the NFL draft. I'm doing this from memory. 98, he went behind Peyton. I'm old enough to remember that draft, and there was all this debate. Will it be Leaf? Will it be Peyton? Will it be Leaf? Will it be Peyton? Peyton Manning winds up being one of the five greatest quarterbacks that ever lived, and Ryan Leaf is painted as the first bust everyone points to, because it wasn't just how badly he played, but how badly he carried himself. And look, he's had all kinds of issues in his life, and that kind of thing go on, and whatever else. The comparison is merely being made here to where Zach was taken. Bear in mind also that chosen in front of him, Trevor Lawrence, is a quarterback that people were saying was the best prospect since Peyton Manning. Chosen after him were, among others, Trey Lance, who really hasn't had a chance to show you yet what he can be, Justin Fields, who after a rocky start is now starting to look like an ascending star in the National Football League, and Mac Jones, who certainly looks as though he is going to be a solid NFL starting quarterback for a long time. I don't know how spectacular he is ever going to be, but he certainly doesn't look like he's a guy who's going to flame out anytime particularly soon. So that's where we live. Now, the minute we get someone tell me, because I can't sit here and keep the feet up, when we find out if it's going to be Mike White or Joe Flacco, they have two options that they could go to. Joe Flacco, who started the first three games of the season, Mike White, who has started a handful of games for the Jets. I want to say three. Thank you, Hembo. Has started three games for the Jets, a couple of them in which he looked unbelievably good, leaving a lot of Jet fans to the ridiculous conclusion that we should see if he is the future of the franchise, when all along I've been saying, no, Zach Wilson is the future of the franchise. Well, now, if Zach Wilson isn't the future of the franchise, what the hell is the future of the franchise? That's the question. This is now two quarterbacks the Jets have selected in the top three picks of the draft in the last 5 years, right? Darnold's in his fifth year. By the way, Sam, who would have had this in the pool? Sam Darnold is starting this weekend, and now Zach Wilson isn't. But that's neither here nor there. But Sam Darnold was the third pick in the draft 5 years ago, a draft in which Josh Allen went after him, And Lamar Jackson went after him. Now here's Zach. Second pick in the draft. Mac Jones went after him. We'll see about Lance and Justin Fields. Who, look, I can't sit here and tell you with certainty Justin Fields is going to be a great player. That would be ridiculously premature. But certainly the arrow was pointing directly up. And the arrow on Zach is pointing directly to the bench. Now I want to give some credit where it is due here. Because the first really monumental decision that Joe Douglas made when he became the general manager of the Jets was this pick. There actually were a few before that. He traded away, just jumped out of my head, the safety, Jamal Adams to Seattle and got those. That was a big decision. He made some decisions because he took over at a weird moment in time after a draft had been completed, which never made sense. But that's neither here nor there. But really, the first franchise reshaping decision that he made was drafting this player. And the willingness on the part of the organization to put this player in the kind of professional jeopardy that he now finds himself, I think is favorable. The only thing you can do worse than missing on a high draft pick is compounding it by leaving him out there too long. Now, I've made it clear I would keep playing him. But what I don't know is I don't know if that would just cause a revolt in my building. And my assumption is that it would. I think I said this to you the other day, but for those of you who weren't with me, when Robert Saleh was 2 hours late to meet the media on Monday, and then for the first time ever was non-committal on Zach Wilson continuing to be the starter, the way I interpreted that was that Saleh drove to work Monday morning thinking, I will work this thing out and Zach will be my quarterback. Because I have to believe that's what he wanted to happen. For the long-term best interest of the franchise, they have to make a decision here. And again, this is just me guessing. I don't have inside information that this happened, but it makes a lot of sense to me that what he discovered upon his arrival in the building was that he might lose 52 guys to keep one. And that is not a trade that is worth making, no matter how much you have invested in a young quarterback. So now you ask yourself, are we done with him? Like, is this now over for him? Part of this will depend. So we still have nothing, guys. I mean, someone just pipe in if we get the starter, because I think that will tell us a lot. If he goes to Flacco, the way the Jets have handled the last several games, I don't know, I'm not sure it's been every game since Zach came back, but I think it actually has, is that Zach and Mike White dressed and Flacco did not. Flacco's been inactive, I think, every game since his last start, which was week 3. I might have that wrong. But generally, Mike White has been the backup and Flacco has not dressed. So it might sound like the natural progression of things would be to go to Mike White. I'm just going to first guess this. I have no idea. I think they'll go to Flacco, but I'm basing that on nothing. I could be totally wrong. But it seems to me, put in the experienced hand, put in the guy who's been there and done that, put in the guy who, in a week of enormous upheaval within the organization, we can only imagine what's probably going on inside that building. Don't throw a kid out there with very little experience. Throw a guy out there who has won a Super Bowl in Joe Flacco, for whom this will not seem and will not be the biggest game of his life. And take a shot at what is a winnable game. I mean, the Bears have been playing a lot better. I don't know what the latest on Justin Fields is. I'm actually going on Waddle and Sylvie later today, the afternoon show on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, because Fields is banged up too. I'm not sure if he's playing, but even if he does, this is a winnable game for the Jets. The Bears defense has given up a lot of points, and the Jets are still very much in the play on the thick of the playoff picture. So that's why all of this is so complicated. There's just so many things that are going on. And let me say that starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone with AutoZone. Hembo, what's your reaction?
So I checked right before Adam Schefter broke this news. The Jets were a 4.5-point favorite at that time, with the QB being uncertain. Right now, that number has been pulled off the boards at Caesars. As soon as we get it, I'll give it to you, but I am highly suspicious that the line will be almost exactly the same, which really tells us all we need to know about what Vegas would think of Zach Wilson.
I'm just reading tweets. I'm sorry if I wasn't paying close attention to what you said, but I'm reading tweets because I'm waiting for the really big news, which is who is going to be the quarterback. Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets for us and who had to put up with me texting him 64 times between yesterday and this morning, tweeted, Zach Wilson's benching is stunning on many levels. It took only 20 starts for the organization to determine the player they drafted number two overall in 2021 can't take them where they want to go this season. 20 starts. What are the greatest busts in history? I mean, when we talk about draft busts, Jeff George certainly started a lot more than 20 games. I mean, he started for years and years. Leaf may not have. Jamarcus Russell may not have. Let's just limit it to quarterbacks, because there have been a ton of draft players that, because of injury and other, we can't sit here and figure out who the worst picks of all time were. But if you're going to go back and look at quarterbacks that were taken, I mean, Zach Wilson went number two. Jamarcus Russell went one. Leaf went two. Who was the kid? Who was the player who went ahead of McNabb in 99 to Cleveland?
Tim Couch.
Tim Couch.
He was decent for a little while, at least.
Was he?
I mean, better than Zach Wilson's ever been.
Well, everyone is better than Zach Wilson has ever been. I mean, literally everyone.
That's the point you're making.
No, this is a bust of biblical proportion.
If this is it, the list, this Mount Rushmore includes Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell, Zach Wilson, and then someone else.
Heath Shuler.
Like, we're talking about people like that.
How long did Heath Shuler play? I feel like he played a little
longer than that. He was in the league for 4 years, but...
He only lasted... Because, I mean, Zach Wilson's not going to be out of the league.
He started 22 games.
He's going to wind up somewhere. 22 games, that's only two more. Shimmy crickets. I don't even know what... All right, let's pause on this here. We will get more information for you if we can. Obviously, it's a very big deal. If you're a fan of the Jets, it's everything. And if you're a fan of football... I mean, this is the perspective. This is the territory that we are in. This is Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell territory that we may be zeroing in on. This makes the Sam Darnold era look like Tom freaking Brady. We'll be back in just a moment on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny with you, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans this year. Their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com. If you're just joining us, the breaking news, according to Adam Schefter, the New York Jets players were informed by their coaches in a meeting this morning that Zach Wilson will not start against Chicago on Sunday, a game in which I do not yet know if Justin Fields is going to start for the Bears. I do not have word yet on who they're going to go with. It could be Mike White. It could be Joe Flacco. Mike White's name is trending. I think that's the name that will excite the fans of the Jets. I don't know if that's the fact that they started Flacco to begin the season, I think, is telling. The three games that, so yes, they went to White as the backup as soon as Zach was back and healthy enough to play. But when they needed someone else to play at the start of the season, they went to Flacco.
Sure. So like you said before, Joe Flacco has been inactive the last 3 weeks. Mike White has been active, presumably jumping him on the depth chart. My assumption, based upon that, which is more recent than anything happened at the beginning of the season, is that he's QB2. Mike White is QB2, and I expect him to start because of that.
And do we expect Zach to not dress? Is that the expectation? Flacco's the backup?
I mean, I can't imagine.
Let's see, because we're going to find out whether it's going to be White or Flacco any minute now. The coach is supposed to talk in 9 minutes. So we'll get that information to you the second he says it. But do we expect then Zach is not dressed?
Presumably.
He's going to be benched completely.
Well, he's going to come in as the backup in a game?
I don't know. I mean, it's his job. His job is to play football for the football team. So he can't say no to that, I wouldn't think.
I think he's going to be wearing a sweatshirt and a headset.
All right. I think that's probably right. So, look, I want to read you some tweets that I just saw from our friend Lewis Riddick. I'm sitting here updating my Twitter feed left and right. And I already read you the ones about this. So here, Robert Griffin III just tweeted, our buddy RG3, Zach Wilson wasn't playing great, gave everybody the shovel to bury him with that no in the postgame presser. Salah just closed the casket. That's right. I mean, RG3 is a guy who knows about being in the pressure cooker that is being the number two pick in the draft. Oh, by the way, he was the rookie of the year and was outstanding. And Zach Wilson is right now staring square in the face, being one of the great busts in draft history. So Lewis Riddick is one of my favorite people here at ESPN. He's a very close friend, and we have grown closer since I was given the wonderful assignment of hosting the NFL draft. There's nothing I love more than that event. And I host it now the last two seasons, and hopefully for the rest of my life, with Lewis Riddick, Booger McFarland, and Mel. And so Lewis and I have gotten a lot closer since then, and I talk to him about players all the time. And, of course, I was particularly interested in the things people were saying about Zach Wilson when it became clear that the Jets were going to take him. And Lewis just tweeted, and so I know exactly what he means by this. Think back to the 21 pre-draft process and the kind of things that were said about the QBs from a makeup standpoint. Who was criticized and who was praised? My, how things have changed. Leadership, accountability, work ethic, football, and personal character, it all matters a lot. And in case it's not clear what he means, here's what he means. Justin Fields had to sit there and listen to himself get ripped apart, picked apart like the freaking bone, the wishbone tomorrow on your Thanksgiving. And you can assign whatever you want to the reasons for that. Okay? But that kid who did nothing but play great in college in the biggest games, and who, when the Big Ten was announced it was going to sit out the entire season because of COVID, and Justin Fields would have benefited from that because he was clearly going to be the number one or two pick in the draft. He would have been the second pick in the draft instead of the 11th pick in the draft had that happened. But instead of sitting back and saying, all right, I'll get myself a quarterback coach and I'll work out and I'll be ready for the draft next year, he organized the movement on the part of the players of the Big Ten. He led the movement for them to play that season, and they did. And he led them back to the playoff and beat Clemson, the team that had beaten them the year before, and played great through a ridiculous season, which they had all this COVID and all of that. Justin Fields oozed leadership in college. Zach Wilson wasn't named captain of his own team. And he made one great throw at a pro day. And everyone said, oh, gotta love this kid. Gotta love this kid. And then you talk yourself into whatever you want to talk yourself into. And all of a sudden, all I'm hearing about is Justin Fields, quote unquote, processing issues and whispers about his leadership. When the whispers that everyone was hearing were that this was exactly who Zach Wilson is, that he was entitled, that he wasn't a leader, that the face should have been a red flag that he wasn't a captain on his team. So that's what Lewis Riddick is talking about. That somehow the Jets allowed themselves to be talked into this. They fell in love with an arm when an arm is one of the, is at best, the fifth most important thing about being a great quarterback. Tom Brady isn't the greatest quarterback of all time because he has the best arm. Zach Wilson is about to be the greatest bust of all time because of his football character. I'm not here to tear the man's a personal life apart. I don't know him. I've never met him. And I think at this point, it's very likely I never will. So I'm not going to sit here and say a word about him as a person because I can't say it. We all know what the sort of really kind of gross stories that have been out there connected to him. I don't know the truth of them, and I don't care. That stuff doesn't matter. When your teammates don't name you a captain in college and you're the quarterback, that is a major red flag. And look at it now. Because I'm telling you, Robert Saleh doesn't do this unless there was going to be a mutiny. A mutiny. That locker room has to have said to the coach and to anyone else who would listen, we are not playing with that freaking kid anymore. Because he is all the things that people were telling you before the draft he was. And I hope every evaluator, go back and find the evaluations on Justin Fields. That's what I want. That's what Lewis is talking about. Go back and find those. Because that's how these geniuses talk themselves into this nonsense. And that's how you wind up with busts of this proportion. When the problem was so easy to see coming, and then it bites you in the behind and you act surprised, that's when you haven't done your job. So I give the Jets credit. If this was the move they felt they had to make, if they're willing to admit the mistake, which is something far too few people are willing to do, then okay. People make mistakes. If Joe Douglas got this one wrong, he got it wrong. The bigger mistake would be compounding it by leaving the kid out there if you've given up on him. And again, if they've given up on him, how many quarterbacks drafted, one or two in history, have started fewer than 20 games? I'm going to guess it is a very small number.
Ryan Leaf started 21.
21. It's one less than Ryan Leaf.
I'll find that.
How many games did Jamarcus Russell start?
Jamarcus Russell started...
His first game.
25 games.
He started more games. Jamarcus Russell got more time with the Raiders than Zach Wilson is getting with the Jets.
Just think about how good the Jets are, though. Like, the Jets are benching their quarterback that is 5-2. Anyone else gets the Jets to the playoffs. Like, that's why, like, Zach Wilson's entitlement aside, this decision makes sense from a football standpoint. Because if you have a human being back there that is not willing to lose the game for you by himself, you're a playoff team.
Yeah.
That's how good they are.
What they're basically telling you is that Zach Wilson is exactly the same amount responsible for them being 5-2 with him on the field as I am. Because we both just wanted to see it happen. Now, look, the kid has been terrible. I can't defend it. He's been terrible. I mean, Joe Flacco has thrown more touchdown passes this year for the Jets than he has, and he hasn't been active for a game since the middle of September. So I can't argue with the decision. I don't like it. I just hate that it is happening. But I can't argue with it. I can't say it's the wrong thing to do. I do have faith in the people making these decisions, and we'll see where it goes. All right. We will come back with more on this. We have a few other things I want to do for Thanksgiving. We'll try and get a little smile on our face here. We should get some more news on this as we continue. I also want to get some news out of Chicago. Like, that was a game that was going to be Zach Wilson against Justin Fields. Now it may very well be Trevor Siemian against Joe Flacco or Mike White.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Greeny.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm busy tweeting. I had a little break there, so I've been literally, I tweet at ESPN Greeny. I'm tweeting everything I can. It's like a tweet flurry, a Twitter flurry. So we're waiting on the, Nuno, we're waiting on the press conference. Is that where we are?
That is correct. They were supposed to, Salah was supposed to be talking at this point, but it's, we're still waiting to see what's going on. And I know they've also made their OC, Mike LaFleur, available at this point as well.
So what we're waiting for those, I'm obviously, I want to hear the explanation that is given. If you're just joining us, the breaking news is that Zach Wilson will not start for the Jets this week. What we do not know yet is, A, what Salah will say about it, which I'm interested to hear, because he has to give a reason, and I'm curious to hear what the reason he gives is. I believe the true reason is that there would have been a mutiny inside his building, and I don't think he'll say that. So I think he'll say something about performance. Everyone is judged on their performance, and his performance was legitimately terrible. But I don't think so bad that you couldn't run him back out there again. So I think he'll say that it was performance, but I think it was more about having lost his teammates.
Here's my question then. So we've all seen the news conference now 100 times when he's asked the question if he let his defense down and he replied no.
Right.
If Zach Wilson merely replied yes in that moment, does any of this still happen?
I think it's possible not. I mean, I actually do. By the way, I'm tweeting right now. Once again, Bill Belichick destroys the Jets. I mean, can you imagine how hard he's laughing right now? Can you imagine how hard Bill is laughing right now? Because you know he hates the Jets. And you know what? Sam Darnold saw ghosts, and now he has ruined Zach Wilson. So the answer to your question is, do I think this happens if he says the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think if he says the right thing, he's an entirely different person. And the entire premise of your question is flawed. So, and by that, what I mean is, the reason this is happening is because he's the kind of person who wouldn't say that. He's the kind of person who would say what he said. And because of that.
So, Greeny, we have, it will be Mike White.
Be Mike White.
All right.
Did he say who the backup, he's talking now?
We'll grab some sound. But
yeah,
he
let me hear everything. You know, I'll turn around everything I can here because I really want to hear what his reason is, like what reason he gives for doing this. I would also like to know, tell me, just jump on the air and say it, if he says, is Zach benched or is Zach the backup? Is it White Flacco Zach or is it White Zach Flacco? Which I think is relevant. It's not as important, but it's worth knowing.
In my assignment here for the next 10 minutes, the Jets, they pulled down the point spread when after Shefty tweeted, it right. was Jets minus 4.5. Now we know that it's Mike White. I am fascinated to see when they repost the number, what that number is.
Well, so how much of that is also going to be dependent on Justin Fields? Like Fields may or may not play also, right? Like he's got a shoulder. So that has to matter too. If Justin Fields plays, then this is one game. And if Trevor Siemian is the starting quarterback of the Bears, it's an entirely other game.
Sure.
If you take the quarterbacks off these two rosters, the Jets are way better than the Bears. It's not even close.
More than 4.5 points?
Well, the Jets are a full year ahead of them in the rebuild. Last year's Jets offseason was the offseason the Bears are about to have with all these draft picks and all this money to spend. And the Jets, to their everlasting credit, did it really well. So the Jets are a much more talented roster top to bottom than the Bears are. The advantage the Bears would have is Justin Fields is better than all three of the Jets quarterbacks combined, and it's not even close. If he's not playing, then I think it actually makes much less difference who the quarterback of the Jets is than who the quarterback of the Bears is.
I want to posit this theory, this idea that I've been workshopping the last few days with sort of the inevitability that Zach Wilson might be benched here. I think Patrick Mahomes is to blame. I think Patrick Mahomes is to blame for the Zach Wilson mistake. Here's what I mean. So what Patrick Mahomes did, in effect, would prove that you can succeed playing YOLO ball, for lack of a better term, in the NFL. Like, he proved that you could win and succeed at a high level in the NFL by being an outlier. The problem with outliers is that they're outliers for a reason. They're one of a kind. What you should do is make decisions based upon tried and true rules, not on exceptions to rules. If Patrick Mahomes never comes along and does what he does, I'm not sure Zach Wilson is even a first-round pick a few years later.
So I'm looking, I'm sorry if I'm not listening closely to you, but I'm looking at all of the tweets that are coming in. Sala says his intention is to get Zach Wilson back on the field this year. He says Wilson needs a reset. The quote, Zach's career here is not over, says they intend to get him back on the field. The young man needs a reset. Sala calls it a small step back for Wilson, quote, not a nail in his coffin. That is going to be the quote you're going to see everywhere, not a nail in his coffin.
You buying it?
Well, I'm buying that that's what he wants. Yeah. Look, no one wants to have taken a quarterback number two overall and have him be gone after 20 starts. No one wants that. That's obviously not anyone's best case scenario. It is, in fact, everyone's worst case scenario. The best case, the worst thing that I think could happen to the, well, I've been saying for a while, the worst thing that could happen to the Jets is to go into this offseason still wondering if Zach Wilson is going to be their quarterback, because I believe the time has come, if not, to go make an aggressive move. Don't try and trade up for C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. I'm done with drafting guys. We took Sam Darnold number three. We took Zach Wilson number two, and look where we are. So I'm done with that. So you want to tell me it's Jimmy Garoppolo? I'm in. Get me a list of who the quarterbacks are going to be free agents this coming offseason.
There's hardly ever good free agents, but we know who might be available in trade.
No, I understand that. But let's just hear the free agents right off the top, because it doesn't cost you any draft picks or sure. anything else. I think Geno Smith is a free agent. Could you imagine back Geno Smith, whose most famous moment as a Jet was being punched in the face and having his jaw broken by a teammate in the locker room? And who himself was a second-round pick and looked like it was going to be a bust and is now having a miraculous renaissance of a season. I can't imagine Seattle's going to let him get away. I think he's going to still be there. Are the Jets a team that a disgruntled star is going to want to come play for? Is Aaron Rodgers going to want to come play for the Jets?
Is Tom Brady going to want to come play for the Jets?
Hell no. Tom Brady's not playing for the Jets. Tom Brady hates the Jets. Tom Brady... a Patriot. He's not coming to the Jets.
All right. So
I also don't think Tom Brady's playing anywhere where it's cold.
But the rest of this list is really uninspiring. Like, you mentioned Garoppolo. We talked about Brady. It's Baker Mayfield. It's Sam Darnold. It's Teddy Bridgewater. It's Daniel Jones.
Okay. Well, Daniel Jones. So I'm glad you just said that, because Max brought this up to me the other day when I went on with him and Key and Jay. Daniel Jones is a really interesting one. Like, Daniel Jones is 100 times better than Zach Wilson. It's not even close. Has played 100 times better than Zach Wilson. Let me give you a little history on... I just gave you a history lesson on Justin Fields and Zach Wilson. I'll do the same with Daniel Jones now. When Daniel Jones was... all of a sudden, his name got vaulted into the draft conversation. In an honest moment, 99% of the people you were listening to on the air talk about him had never seen him play. I had. And so had anyone else who roots for Northwestern. Because we play Duke every year. And so I saw Daniel Jones destroy our defense twice. And I know Northwestern's having a terrible season and people perceive us in a certain way. Northwestern's defenses those years were really good. Really good. Daniel Jones did things to us that, God rest his soul, Dwayne Haskins didn't do when he beat us from Ohio State. That other top level, high draft pick quarterbacks didn't do. He Daniel Jones shredded our defense, throwing it and running it. I remember at the end of that second game, I remember saying, why does no one talk about this guy as a pro? Well, I said it to myself, so I can't take any credit for it. What I'm trying to say is Daniel Jones was on my radar long before he was on the radar of, what was his name, Dave Gettleman. So Daniel Jones has proven he can run extremely effectively. He has a big arm. He has an NFL arm, and I think he has an NFL makeup. I think that once he has been given good coaching and everything else that he has now, playing with the worst weapons of any team in the NFL, and I don't think that's an exaggeration. I think it's an obvious statement of fact. He's put together a really good season. Let me pause here because Bubba's telling me he has a couple of updates. Go.
Yeah, so Salah just said now Joe is going to be the backup. So,
okay, so Flacco is the backup. Yep. So it's Mike White, the starter, Joe Flacco, the backup, Zach will not dress.
Yep, and then they also asked him if he lost the locker room after that whole situation. He kind of talked around and gave kind of a weird answer and basically said there might be some there's irritation, but there might be a grudge, but they said they all play for each other. To me, it wasn't the greatest answer, but he said that had no bearing in the decision, and he did not lose the locker room. But I thought it was kind of a weird answer. I think, again, it goes back to him being too honest, and he kind of couldn't give a correct answer because, to me, it almost felt like he was losing the locker room. As we know, Salah tends to be too honest.
Well, I mean, I think Salah, the right answer to that question is, this is a performance business. He hasn't been performing. It looks like it's coming a little too fast for him. He needs a reset. We're going to sit him for a week and see where we go from there. How about the locker room? Has nothing to do with that. That's the right answer. It's not true, but he asked. That's the right answer.
Yeah, but if he like, unfortunately, he gave like a 55-second answer.
No,
about
I'm with
it.
You. And, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
That's where I think I'm
reacting to what you're telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's why I think it just kind of shows that it actually was, you know, the part of it.
Right.
And then he's saying the offense needs to be better as a whole. The wide receivers need to be better. And that's, you know.
I'm sure Garrett Wilson will love that.
He's throwing blame all around there. But, yeah. So
look, when your offense averages fewer than 3 inches per play in an entire half of NFL football, then there is obviously more than one person to blame. But Zach Wilson has just been awful. I mean, I have been trying to defend him all season long, and I can't do it. Like, I can't sit here and defend the performance. And as I've told you, I'm not going to defend the human being. I don't know him. I don't know the person well enough to tell you anything. I'm not saying anything about his personality or his character. But I am telling you that everything you hear coming out of there is that his teammates can't stand him. It's an open secret. So the coach can say whatever he wants to say, and that's the right thing for him to say. But there's no question the locker room was a problem. No question. There's no upside to the coach saying it, and so on we go.
I'm sorry.
Right, let's make predictions.
I was just going to say, as I'm starting to conceptualize Bill Belichick's Hall of Fame reel, I think we now have to include the butt fumble, obviously. We have to include the 2.77 inches per play game, right? Like, these are...
And the Sam Darnold
ghost
game. Yeah, he lives to destroy the Jets, and he continues to do it. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Is Nuno with us, too? Is he busy? If he's making cuts, I don't want to bother him.
No, yeah, I'm sitting here listening, and the one takeaway... Robert Saleh is using the buzzword reset, right? We hear it a lot in culture. Oh, the culture needs a reset. He needs a reset. No,
that's fine. It's a fine. Look, Nuno, it's the right thing for him to say. He's not going to sit there and say, yes, he's done with us. I never want to see his face again. Like, it's the right thing for him to say. He needs to sit. We need to try and get him in the right place, which he's clearly not right now. And in the meantime, we got to go out and try and win a game with someone we think gives us a better chance. That's the right thing for him to say. So I don't have any problem with him saying it. Nuno, I'm asking for a prediction. I'm putting the over-under at 0.5. How many games Zach Wilson will start for the New York Jets the rest of his life? 0.5. Are you going over or under?
I'm going over. He's starting at least another 2 games this season.
This season?
Yes, because here's why I feel that way. And obviously, I don't know if Justin Fields is going to play this week, but you're going to Minnesota after, and you're going to the Bills. This season can get away from them, so at that point in time, you will see Zach on the field again.
I think the Jets beat the Bears this week, especially if Fields doesn't play. I do think that the Jets, even with Fields on the field, the Jets quarterback play can't get worse. Their defense is so good. Like, for people around the country who don't watch the Jets, you see the way the Cowboys annihilate quarterbacks, and the Cowboys are the big game of the week every week, so everyone has seen Micah Parsons. The Jets pass rush is just as good. They're not sending extra people. The Jets defensive line is as good at rushing the passer as any in the NFL, and they have great corners. And the Jets defense is elite. It is, you know, top 2 or 3 in the sport. So the quarterback play literally can't be worse. So I think the Jets win this week. Now, I tend to agree. Bubba, will Zach Wilson ever start another game for the Jets, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm with Nuno here. I'm taking the over, and I do think he's going to come back this year. I don't anticipate Mike White replicating what he did last year. in that Bengals game. He might win a game or two here, but I do think after he gets his reset, Zach will come back this year and start, because they need to see him back on the field to get a definitive decision in the future.
Look, the right answer is that part of it is going to depend on how he handles this situation. And he has not given you any indication to have confidence that he will handle a tough situation with maturity. But we'll have to wait and see. So, Hembo, let me then change the question. Will Zach, after this season is over, just a prediction, will Zach Wilson ever start a game for the Jets again?
Yes, he will start games for the Jets again, but it will not be this season. He doesn't need a reset. He needs to be rebuilt. That takes months and not
days. But you don't think if they give up on him for the rest of this year, you think he comes back?
I do.
As the starter?
Mm-hmm.
No, that I totally disagree with. I think if he doesn't get it back this year, then I think I really hope they make an aggressive move for their veteran. Any veteran, insert veteran here, because this is a championship caliber roster. All right, stay with it. More coverage all day long. Thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.